Good morning, Ryersonians. I'm Max Charmella.
And I'm Luke Bellis. This is the Rye Report for November 2nd. We're bringing you the top stories for the week. This week on the show, Ryerson business students' new swag is turning heads. Sales of the student apparel for the Ted Rogers School of Management has more than doubled since last year, and that's only 5 months into the year. The new line of sweatshirts, t-shirts, and water bottles was made by Champion. The collection is called Band Dundas. Prices range from $5 to $50. Emily Gamble is one of those salespeople for the merchandise. She says the look fits Ryerson's vibe.
Like, when I think of Ryerson, I do not think of, like, preppy, like you know, Queens and Western, like, those schools. Like, I don't think of that. I think of, like, really edgy, really cool people, people who are in all different faculties. And, you know, you're downtown, you're seeing, like, different things. So, like, I don't know, I think we took that into account and really put it into our designs and stuff.
Bay and Dundas's first pop-up shop was on Tuesday, October 31st, and it was a huge success.
Ryerson is the second most expensive university in Canada for students who move away from home. This, according to the 2018 Maclean's University Rankings. The annual ranking also lists Ryerson as sixth most expensive school for students commuting from home. Students who live on campus spend more than $23,000 a year on tuition, food, and rent. That's 20% above the national average. Jillian Cunningham is a Ryerson social worker student. She says she spends $50 a week commuting, and she wishes the university could somehow take this into consideration.
A member of provincial parliament wants pedestrians to be safer while crossing the street. Yvonne Baker introduced the Phones Down, Heads Up bill, also known as the Zombie Law. It would allow the police to fine people who cross the street while staring at their phones. Police would charge $50 for the first offense, $75 for the second, and $125 thereafter. Baker says the purpose of this bill is to raise awareness about the risks of distracted walking. Toronto Public Health published a report in 2015. It showed that distracted pedestrians and cyclists were 40% more likely to be harmed while crossing the road.
Bernie Farber is a Jewish community leader who helped give sensitivity training to a Ryerson TA who was fired last year. Farber spoke to us about TA Iman El-Kizrawi. El-Kizrawi was also an assistant imam at Masjid Jordan, when he allegedly made comments that were anti-Semitic. In February 2017, Ryerson found out about the comments and fired him. Farber spoke to us about El-Kizrawi and his sensitivity training.
Well, it was clear to me that he made comments that were certainly inappropriate, and he admitted that himself. Could even be interpreted as being hateful because there was a wrong spin put on it that made it even worse than what he intended to say. And he wanted to find a way to understand, you know, how to move forward, how to move past this, how to understand what he said and how to take into context, you know, what to do next time to ensure that this never happened again. So that's what we did. And I planned our cultural sensitivity training, not around the anti-racism model, but more around the cultural sensitivity model. Which is a learning model as opposed to, you know, trying to change a person's spirit in terms of a racist spirit into more of an equilibrium. This is a model that gives people tools to understand what they did and how to change their lives for the better.
Several months later, El-Kizrawi is still trying to clear his name. The Toronto Star released a video showing how his words were mistranslated. That's it for today. This is Max Charmella.
And I'm Luke Bellis. You've been listening to The Rye Report. Tune in next week as we bring you Ryerson's top stories.